Right, Raphael, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to join us. We are now joined by our race winner, Raphael Lessard, driver of the number 4 Kyle Busch Motorsports Toyota. Can you talk us through your excitement, how you're feeling right now, getting your first Gander Trucks win, and what was a pretty crazy race there at the end?
It feels amazing. I mean, at the end, you never know what's going to happen at this super speed. And at the end, I was in position to winning, and I was third on the restart. So I just, my crew chief told me to go as hard as I could and just push the guy in front of me and to not lift. So that's what I did. And the guy behind me gave me an awesome push. He did an amazing job to push me to the lead, and the caution came out perfectly. I can't believe it. It's amazing. I can't wait to talk with my family and my team. I haven't seen my team since the win. So can't thanks everyone at Mobile One, Connect, Toyota. This Toyota Tundra was awesome.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media for you. And let's kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Raphael, when the caution comes out, are you thinking, did I win? Did I not win? And what was it like maybe waiting for official word?
Yeah, I was wondering, but you know what? I wasn't telling myself that I won because I just was staying focused because you never know if there is going to be another restart or anything else. So I was getting ready for another restart or for, we don't know. I didn't want to tell myself that I won and then not be happy for finishing second. So I just made one lap cruising around, and then they told me we're the winners. And I just screamed as hard as I could, thanked my team and everyone. It feels amazing.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Marty Zakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you very much, Marissa. Raphael, congratulations on the win. Two questions. First off, were you a little bit surprised to see Friesen make the move up to the high side, or not really, because with this super speedway package on the final lap, the leader could be a sitting duck all over?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had the best position of them all, being third on the restart, and I didn't know. He opened the inside up. He went to the outside, and I knew it was just my chance to put my nose in there, and we don't know what happened. My crew chief told me not to lift, so I was not going to lift, and it worked. I mean, I was surprised of him moving up because I gave him a pretty good push on the restart, but you never know what's going to happen, and I mean, I'm glad he moved up because it helped me to get my first win.
And also, with this win, does the opportunity increase with Kyle Busch Motorsports to potentially re-sign with them in 2021?
I mean, it's for sure going to help. We've been working really hard this year. Kyle Busch has been helping me, giving me some advice, and it's been a tough year, so I needed that win. And it's just, it gave me a shot this year. TRD, Kyle Busch and TRD gave me a shot this year, and now I think it feels really good, and it's going to help me for the rest of the season. It's going to help with our confidence, and it's going to help for my team. It's been a while since Mike Hillman Jr. and all my guys have won in the truck series, so I'm glad to get them back in victory lane, and I think it's just going to give – I think they're going to be even happier to go work on for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Raphael. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Raphael. I just wondered, you talked a little bit after the race about what it's been like with the COVID situation and missing your family, but can you also talk about what it's been like not being able to do things like practice and the rookie tests and stuff that you would normally have had in a rookie season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being a rookie this year and not having a lot of experience in those, I had a lot of experience in Super Late, a little bit in ARCA, and 5 races under my belt in the truck series. And I feel like every time we would go to the racetrack, I needed those lap of practice just to get used to it, get used to the feeling, get used to the racetrack. And not having it this year, I feel like I've been hurting me a lot and making mistakes that I shouldn't have done. But it's part of it. And we're also, I'm missing my family, everyone. I haven't seen them in a while, and I wish they were here for my first win, but we're also missing the fans. The fans, when I stood up on the door of my Toyota Tundra, the fans were not there to cheer me on. So that was kind of sad, but hopefully everything comes back to normal and we're careful with washing our hands, wearing a mask, and hopefully we can have them back at the racetrack, and that's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I actually am going to read you a question here from Casey Campbell. What is your favorite thing about super speedway racing?
I mean, I feel like anything can happen, and you just, I studied a lot of video this week, and it equalizes everyone, kind of. I mean, the trucks makes a difference, that's for sure, the spotter too, but I feel like everyone's got a chance beside going to other racetrack where it's a lot of, there's less aero, and here at a track like this, you're just trying to position yourself to be there at the end, and you can be leading in one lap and be 20th the next lap. So it's hard, but my spotter did a great job keeping me calm. We were riding in the back with our teammates most of the last stage, and then when we pitted on the green after that, we put our position in ourselves in a good position, and I was kind of getting tired of riding in the back, I would say, but my team had a great strategy, and my spotter kept me calm, and I mean, from listening to them, it worked out well.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Rafael, congrats on the win. I'm curious, have you talked to Kyle since winning, and if so, what did he say?
I haven't talked to him yet. I haven't really have time to look at my phone, so hopefully I can talk to him after all these interviews. But yeah, I'm sure he's happy, and I'm really happy, and I'm going to reach out to him to thank him for the opportunity, that's for sure. He's been a huge help, and I'm just really happy to get a Kyle Busch Motorsport win this year.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Rafael, congratulations on the win. Unfortunately, you can't drink. Your family's at home in Canada, so how are you going to celebrate tonight?
We'll see. I mean, I don't think I'm going to sleep a whole lot. I'm probably going to enjoy the time with my team and celebrate with my team, but I don't drink, and I'm always trying to prepare myself and be as ready as I can physically, so I don't think drinking is a good idea for me, but we can enjoy it a lot with water.
And what's it like to get Mike Hillman Jr. back in victory lane in your relationship within this season?
Yeah, it's been a better and better relationship with him. At the beginning of the year, it was we were working really well, but I think one race at a time, it just keeps on getting better and better. We had a rough couple the last 3 weeks. It's been really rough, but damn, they stick with me and they kept on working hard, and it paid off because we're here in victory lane. And yeah, he's been really good, and I'm sure he's gonna celebrate it a lot.
Congrats, Rafael.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, Rafael, congrats on the win for sure. Just tell us you kind of mentioned it already, the transition, because you came from the super late model ranks. You ran a few track races this year. Of course, running full-time has been tough, but what has clicked in the last couple of races where you got in that top five during the summer stretch, but now that elusive win? Is this probably the biggest of your career, perchance?
Oh, yeah, it's the biggest for sure. It's just amazing. I mean, I don't know. I was confident. When it clicked, I would say the first time it really clicked was Michigan. Michigan, we had a flat leading, and we were really fast. We came up through the field. We were fourth on the last lap, and I made a mistake, and I finished seventh. And then we went to Daytona, finished third, ran really well. So it got my confidence up a lot, and it just seems like before that, it just wasn't working. I couldn't figure it out. I would keep on improving my position. I would gain position on restart, but then I would lose them one at a time after that. So I was kind of getting mad and frustrated. And I sat down with Kyle, with the team, and we talk about it, and we talk about what we need to do to be top five to top 10 all the time. And it just, since then, been working really well, and I've been studying a little bit differently too, to make sure I understand how to be running up front and consistent every race. So yeah, we had some pretty good races. It's just sometimes we haven't had the luck we needed, but today we got the luck we needed today.
Thank you, and congrats once again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll just take our next one from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Rafael, first off, forgive me if this comes out wrong, but félicitations pour première victoire de NASCAR.
That's pretty good. Thanks.
Thanks. Second off, so Kyle Busch Motorsports, the standards there are very, very high. The standards Kyle Busch has for his drivers are very high. And so from the outside, it always seems like it's such a pressure-packed environment to go race. Can you describe your working relationship with Kyle and how he's balanced supporting you, the times where he supported you with the times where he said, you know, hey, you got to step up?
Yeah, for sure. Well, he gave me a shot this year with TRD, and he just, I feel like he believed in me, and he just, it's for sure a lot of pressure because Kyle Busch Motorsport is a team where it's only winners. You know you're capable of winning with the truck, the team is capable of winning. So it's all about you, and you want it to click together. And Kyle is going to tell you straight what you need to do better. And when he's not happy with something, or when he sees something you need to do better, he's going to tell you. And I mean, I just got to listen and try to absorb everything he says and try to be better. And that's what I've been trying to do most of the year. And I feel like I got better and better throughout the year, and I'm still getting better and still learning. And I think all that win is just going to help me for the rest of the season.
Thanks, Rafael. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Adam Fenwick. Go ahead, Adam.
Hi, Rafael. I'm taking an educated guess on this. I was at Hickory Motor Speedway in 2017, and I think I happened to be a fly on the wall for when you were introduced to Kyle Busch, because he was there racing his late model that day. Am I right? Was that the first time you met him in person?
I met him before a couple of times. I raced against him a couple of times before that, but actually talking with him was pretty much the first time, I think. And I mean, when I first started racing here in the South, it was with David Gillen Racing, and I was racing against his super late model program. And I think he saw me when I won the Car Store Championship, and he saw what I could do behind the wheel. And then I signed up with him in 2018 in Super Late. And what's funny about it is when in Quebec, when I first started racing, my second year racing, I think I was, I don't know, my first year racing, I was 12, I think, or 11. And he came to my home track, and I took a picture with him, with my dad. And it was like a star coming to Quebec, and I never thought he was going to be my boss one day. So it's pretty cool to have him as my boss and as kind of my teacher, where I can ask him questions and he can help me develop my talent.
And follow up on that, is it amazing to think about, looking back 4 or 5 years ago when you're racing super late models in the South and stuff like that, and now you're driving for Kyle Busch, you just won at Talladega? That's got to be mind-blowing for you.
Oh, yeah. It's mind-blowing. All I can say is don't stop believing and just keep on working hard. I mean, a lot of people told me I couldn't do it, and I was not going to be able to go to this level. But, damn, we kept on pushing hard, and I got a great team behind me. And I got Canac on board with me this season, Mobile One, SiriusXM, JBL, everyone at TRD. And we just, they gave me all the tool I needed to be able to perform.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question is going to come from Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, Raphael, I know in Quebec when it comes to racing, they're all used to either Pinty Series or Formula One. How do you explain to those who don't really follow NASCAR that much, how do you explain to them how Super Speedway works at Talladega?
It's all about drafting. Just you can see a little bit how it works when you look at it on TV. But there's actually a lot of NASCAR fans in Quebec. And I've always been with the people that love NASCAR. I've never been with the people that really love Formula One that much. I feel like there's both sides in Quebec. There's the side that the karting and the go-karts and Formula One. And I was always on the side of oval racing, NASCAR and all that stuff. So the people usually knows, and it's just like, what I usually tell them is everything can happen, and it's equalize everyone kind of, because a small team can win at Talladega, and we've seen that in the past, a small team running up front that they're not used to be. So I feel like a lot of growing up, I always enjoy watching those super speedway race, because you can see teams or names that are not used to be seeing up front, being up front. So that was really cool.
Thanks, Raphael.
Thank you.
All right, Raphael. Well, that is all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with all of us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Kansas.
Thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you. All righty. And to all of our media, that will conclude our post-race media availability for the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series. We will see you guys in a little bit for the NASCAR Xfinity Series post-race. And as always, if you have any questions for any of us, please feel free to reach out to someone from the NASCAR communications team. Thank you guys so much.